Armin and Eve on the Afternoon Express, Jewish Music Week coming up very soon, May 26th through June the 2nd. And if you want to find out more, by the way, jewishmusicweek.com is the place to go. We're going to find out a little bit more right now with Simon Spiro and Wendy Lanz, who will be part of the closing night show Sunday, June 2nd at the Winter Garden Theater, and have dropped by to tell us more about that. Hello.
Hello and welcome to you both.
Hi, thank you so much on this gorgeous day.
So this sounds like a fun night.
Yes.
Boy, you've got some great stuff going on. Manhattan Transfer, great band.
Right.
But before we get to that, you have, well, you guys are no slouches either.
You?
Simon, you performed with Elton John and a number of others. And, of course, you're on our all-time classic hit parade on Friday nights.
Yeah, very happy to be. It's a great show. A lot of fun.
So what have you got planned? What were you doing that night?
For Sunday, June the 2nd, we're calling it Jerusalem Swings. It's actually an homage and a love letter to Jerusalem. It's actually the anniversary of the 1967, I believe, the reunification of Jerusalem, when they opened Jerusalem up after the Six-Day War. And so ever since then, Jerusalem is now the central point, the focal point, for three major religions, and it's free and open to the world, which is a beautiful thing. And Jerusalem is, as they say, Rome is an eternal city. I think Jerusalem is the absolute eternal city. So the music, why did we choose Manhattan Transfer? A lot of people have asked me that, simply because Manhattan Transfer is on my bucket list of people to perform with. another one was doing the Marilyn Lightstone's all-time Zuma Hit Parade, which I love doing with Tom and with Judy Marshak and the Alt Sisters. Moshe Hammond, the group. It's wonderful fun. This show is with the Manhattan Transfer, legendary, iconic vocal jazz group. And we chose them because they have obviously sung in Israel many times. And Aliza and myself are very good friends with their music director, Yaron Goshrovsky. Yaron was also born in Israel, and he's coming with them. But what makes it truly special is we've got Wendy Lanz, who's
an incredible
singer.
Well, give us a bit of background on yourself, Wendy. Tell us a little bit.
I don't even know where to begin. Well, how much time do we have, guys?
Yeah, we don't have that much time.
I know, I'm kidding you.
No, we're here till 6.
Okay, good. Okay, well, anyway, it all started. What can I tell you about
myself? Is this the first time working with Simon?
Well, yes. Yeah. I did my own show for Jewish Music Week last year. It was a really beautiful experience. And I think that's when I got to know Simon and Aliza, right? Yeah. And then they surprised me this year. Aliza wrote me, and I got one email that said, would you join us? And I said, yes. And then I got another email that said, guess who you're going to be with? The Manhattan Transfer. And my mind was blown. How exciting.
It's a real pleasure for us.
And you've performed with Melissa Manchester, Mandy Patinkin.
Yes, I have.
And some pretty big names.
I wrote a hit song with Melissa for Melissa that she performs still.
Mm-hmm. Which one's that?
And it's called Bend, and it's from maybe two or three albums back.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
She and I collaborated in Los Angeles together.
She's
a very special person.
So this is this is kind of an honor to be closing. It's closing night for Jewish Music Week, right?
It's a big event. It's a
you
got to
go
event.
Out with a bang.
Oh,
right?
Absolutely.
This is why.
But this will go with several bangs.
Yeah.
we're at the spectacular Winter Gardens Theatre. I believe one of only two stacked Edwardian theatres left operating in the world. So it's a very special place.
You're combining a little bit of everything in this concert.
It's true.
Who's your? So this is why the audience is everybody and anybody, correct?
Sure.
This will
absolutely appeal
to everybody.
Yes.
You've got, I'm just reading here, pop, jazz, R&B, like just little segments of everything.
It's absolutely everything.
And how long is this show?
It's a two-hour show.
Wow.
It's an interactive show. We have a huge screen. We're showing clips from an award-winning IMAX movie called Jerusalem. It shows the beautiful parts of Jerusalem, just the scenery, the vistas. When you take shots from a helicopter and you use it with a Steadicam and you go through the streets and you see the marketplaces and the hills and the mountains and it just takes your breath away.
Is this your first year involved in Jewish Music Week?
Oh no, I've
does it get big? Does it get better every year?
It started out huge, and it's been getting better every year.
Nice, very
it's,
nice.
It really is phenomenal. The fact that Jewish Music Week is not one particular style of music, it's not rock, it's not roll, it's not ethnic, it's everything. It encompasses all genres, which is what this show's all about. This show has the most amazing orchestra, so much so that the Manhattan Transfer usually tour the world. In fact, today as I speak, I believe They're in London, United Kingdom, on tour. They're coming back tomorrow, going back to the West Coast, and then they're coming to our fair city next week. But they usually travel with their own trio. But for our show, we have a huge Canadian all-star swing orchestra. We have some amazing musicians conducted by Brigham Phillips, and of course, John McLeod, Bob DeAngelis, Steve Crow, Johnny Johnson, Scott Alexander, Steve Heathcote, the most incredible musicians this city has to offer, all on stage. There's a kids' choir doing a spot. Wendy and I are doing a surprise homage to Jerusalem. There's going to be a set of dancers called the City of David Dancers. Wow. And there's also a jazz trio coming directly from Jerusalem to be part of this as well.
What a terrific...
So it's a smorgasbord of delight for me, especially.
It sure is. And it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm envious. You're going to be having a lot of fun.
We're going to have a great
night. Yeah, I think I'm going to be in the audience because it's going to be way too much fun.
Do you get a chance to rehearse a little bit beforehand?
Well, that's a really good question. We had a FaceTime rehearsal last night. That was our first one.
And
we have a bunch. But I've been rehearsing on my own, listening to Simon singing a bunch of songs and learning them. He is an extraordinary singer, I have to tell you. And every single song is fantastic. And hits a different part of your emotions, I would say.
So there's going to be this sort of a Eastern Jerusalem medley with the dancers, and that's going to be really funky and Arabic. And
well, you know, just chatting with the two of you, Wendy and Simon, you're very happy people, full of energy. And I think you've pretty much described the show. It's a happy show, and it's full of energy, right?
Correct.
Okay, I'm there. Sign me up.
Ching.
When's the date here of this?
Sunday, June the 2nd, at the Winter Garden Theater, closing night for Jewish Music Week. Mm-hmm. And as we mentioned, Wendy and the Manhattan Transfer and Simon will all be there. It's going to be a great night. Get your tickets ASAP, because I'm sure this will sell out very quickly if it hasn't already. Simon, Wendy, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you both.
Thank you,
all the
thank
best
you.
To you.
Thank you.
And again, if you want to find out more, JewishMusicWeek.com is where to go.